Good evening, folks. This is Dina here. This is Dina here on Tuesday night, and looking forward to speaking with you this evening. I'll get it right in a minute. On faith versus trust. You know, what is faith and what is trust? Let me start out by saying that faith is a noun. Trust is a verb. This is a verb and a noun together. Many believers often confuse having faith in God with trusting God. It's something you have possessed, a substance or evidence of things both hoped for and not seen, found in Hebrews. Faith in God is a confident belief that He is a sovereign creator of all things and that He can and will do what He claims. Trust, on the other hand, is a verb. It is something you do or act upon. Faith always comes first, but trust is never guaranteed. It's a willful choice, a deliberate action, and can grow only out of your faith. That's the difference between faith and trust, and the story of Charles Blowden and Harry Colcord provides a great illustration. Blowden was the foremost tightrope walker of his time. He gained worldwide fame in 1859 as the first person to cross Niagara Falls on a rope. Colcord was his friend and manager. A cable made entirely out of hemp, 1,300 foot long, 2 inches wide diameter, was wound around an oak tree on the American side, while the other end was spread across the Niagara River and secured to a Canadian rock. To limit sway, Colcord had it stabilized guy ropes fixed 20-foot intervals to anchors on both sides, except for the 50 unreachable feet in the center, which sagged and swayed dangerously. Thanks to Colcord, savvy marketing, tens of thousands of spectators gathered for the spectacular event. Gamblers took bets on whether Blowden would fall and die, and vendors hawked everything from lemonade to liquor. Shortly before 5 p.m. on June 30th, in 1859, Blowden started his slow walk from the American side. Once past the center section, he broke into a run. After a brief rest, he started back again, this time toting a box camera on his back. Balancing precariously near the middle, Blowden carefully set the camera and snapped a picture of the crowd. Then he repacked his burden. Now he's in the center of the rope, you know, right over Niagara Falls, and continued the rest of the way. The entire round trip took 23 minutes. Once safely back on the American soil, Blowden immediately announced a series of encore performances, each more daring than the last. The press ate it up. After several weeks, Blowden walked backwards, blindfolded, backflip, pushed a wheelbarrow, and even cooked omelet during one of his many trips across the rope. He had faith he could accomplish these feats, but he also trusted in his abilities to complete them. Remember, we're talking about faith versus trust. Taylor, on the other hand, only had faith. A different scene in Blowden's daring walk in August 59. After he crossed to the Canadian side, the crowd was horrified as Blowden reappeared on the rope with his manager clinging to his back. A few guy ropes snapped during the transit, but Blowden never wavered and safely made the crossing. It is later reported that Blowden told his manager, "Look up, Harry. Don't look down. You are no longer Colcord. You are Blowden. You are me. So don't you look down. Until I clear the place, be a part of my mind, body and soul. If I can sway, you sway too. Don't try to attempt balancing yourself." Now, who had trust? Abraham trusted in Balaam, for never he wavered. Balaam had faith and trust. The difference between faith and trust, spectators had faith in Balaam and believed in his abilities. But only Colcord trusted him enough to climb on his back and allow him to carry him across. Really, your trust in the Lord is like that. Trust him to provide care for you and supply all your needs. Excuse me, don't only trust. Do you truly trust him to provide care for you and your needs? Or do you place your trust in your personal resources and efforts, or in other people, things you can't control? Without trusting God, you will never know the joy and confidence of Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So you see, faith is, you believe you can do it, and you do it. Trust is when you trust in the Lord to help you, or you trust in whatever item you're going to facilitate. Remember, faith versus trust. God says in Hebrews 4:11-11:1, faith is always comes first, but your trust is never guaranteed. It's a willful choice. Deliberate action can only grow out of your faith. That's what I ask you tonight. A lot of people believe in God. They're hard to believe in God. A lot of people believe in God, but just do whatever they want to do. Believing in God is faith. There is a God. Some people don't believe there is a God. But I've never known an atheist dying. I read about them. On their deathbed, they scream and they holler and everything else. Never die faithful. Never die quietly. Talked to a trooper, and he said, investigating cars and accidents where people have died. He said, I've never known one that didn't acknowledge God. But you got to have trust in God. You got to do what God asks you to do. You got to read your Bible daily. Some people never read a Bible. I know people that are great motivational speakers, and they go all over the world. They never read a Bible. They're successful. But what will be their success when they die? You know, one day we'll open our eyes and we'll stand before God. Your great faith in God, okay? You got faith. There is God. There is Jesus. You're trusting in him? Do you do his will? There is a great deal of difference between faith and trust. Faith is when you believe. Trust is when you act upon that belief. So now I ask you, do you believe in God? Well, yeah, Gene, I believe in God. Do you trust God for what he asks you to do? We have a command in the Bible. Go ye therefore in all the world, baptizing and believing, preaching the word. Well, I'm not a preacher. I didn't ask you to be a preacher, but how about your next door neighbor? How about your coworker? How about your wife? How about your husband? Your children? It's an active lifestyle, trust. It's a verb. So as you go through life, faith, yes, I'm believing God. Trust, are you working for him? Are you working for him or are you working for yourself? Christ died on the cross. That was a verb. He trusted God would deliver him. He trusted God that he would resurrect him. He trusted God that he would bring him to heaven because he was God himself. I like to say faith and trust. I love you. I'd like to work with you and talk with you about this very subject. My telephone number is 865 803-7334. My email is cjeanabbott@gmail.com. That's C like in Charlie, Jean, G-E-N-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, @gmail.com, cjeanabbott@gmail.com, or telephone number again, 865-803-7334. Have a blessed evening. Believe me, faith in God, be in God. I love you, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Good night.